What is the strangest thing a stranger has ever asked you to do? Raven, producer John, producer Sean, this past weekend we were away at this water park and I was standing with all the kids and they were running around and it was chaos. And this mom, there was like the community bathroom area, and she had a stroller and the baby was sleeping in the stroller and it was like packed. There was like a million people there. And she looked at me because I was just kind of standing off to the side. She goes, "Do you mind watching my baby really quick while I run into the bathroom?"
That's so weird.
But I was just like, okay. And I was like, yeah, all right. And the baby was very cute. Very cute and sleeping.
And asleep.
Okay. Like asleep in a stroller. And I'm like, I get it. Like to go to the bathroom when you're a mom, when you have a baby in a stroller and it's just you, it's hard enough to get the stroller inside the door. But then to get it inside the stall and
all
that.
Right.
But I was like, part of me was flattered that she thought that I wasn't going to steal her baby.
You look trustworthy enough.
Exactly.
Right. How does she know all the kids you have are yours?
Well, that's true.
So what if they're all stolen kids?
Fair question.
She's probably like, she's surrounded by kids between the ages of 5 and 15 running around like maniacs. Like, she's got this under control.
Cameras,
you know?
Security guards. There's really no escape here.
And it was fast. Like, she ran in, like, you know, 2-3 minutes later. But as I was standing there, I was like, this is weird. It's really weird.
That's so weird. And actually, you know what? The same thing kind of happened to me one time, except I was at a bar. I was at a bar, and there's a spot down the street from my house where my son James is 4. He likes to play the pinball machine there. I take him to play the pinball machine. There's another kid there who was kind of just goofing around. And I think it was the uncle of the kid comes over. It's just like, "Yo, I gotta run across the street for a thing. They're playing. Can they just play for a minute?" I'm like, "Yeah, bro, you don't know me from Adam, but all right, man, go ahead." And he runs. He was gone for like 5 minutes. That's these funny. Kids are just playing. Like,
the
how
uncles.
Are you going to trust me? Yeah, the uncle, right?
That's the thing. The uncle babysitter, right? Who takes the kid to the bar. You know, I mean, I think the bar setting is a little bit different.
Right. Yeah, especially when he was like, "Oh, look, here's another dad bringing their kid to the bar."
Right.
This is totally fine. Watch my kid while I go across
right.
the street.
Look, we're basically related. Yeah. Look at us. Right. We're doing the same crazy thing. I think that there's nothing more uncomfortable than when somebody asks you to move something with them, right? So, like, if you've ever been like, you live in an apartment building or a condo complex or whatever, and here comes a stranger and they're moving in and they're like, "Hey, would you mind giving me a hand with this couch?" And you're like, "I don't even know if I like this person."
Right.
Like, I mean, and now I'm hung up on this thing with this couch here. I once got asked by a neighbor to help move a couch. The couch wouldn't fit down the hallway. So now we're stuck. Now I'm with this person all this time. And, you know, you would think that, you know, there's funny exchanges. We're caught up in this moment together. We're going to be friends after that. Nope. We weren't friends after that.
Right. You're strangers.
I mean, I dedicated like 45 minutes of my life to this person. And if you're moving, by the way, and you have a carload or a truckload of stuff, where are all your friends? Because that's a question that I have.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Right? Like, yes. It's a question. It's like, why doesn't this person have friends?
You know, I'll never forget this time. I was like in my early or mid-20s, and some lady, when I was coming out of a store, randomly asked me if I could park her car for her.
Wow.
And I don't know, like...
Wouldn't happen nowadays.
No. Right. Secondly, it was my early and mid-20s, you know? I was partying a lot, so there's no way, like, if I looked at me, I'd be like, "He's not touching my car."
Yeah.
It's a strange request, having somebody do mind parking my car. I've thought about it before when it's really bad weather, pulling up to the door and asking one of you guys to go park it for me, because we have to, like, the parking lot.
But you know us. We work together.
It's true.
I did, however, think for a moment in that car going, "Should I just take this car?"
I was just going to ask. I mean, in your early 20s, tell me for a minute you didn't think about stealing
it. I would be considerate about what was in that trunk, possibly. They were like, "Oh, yeah, no, he moved the car. It's definitely his car now."
Yeah. What is the strangest thing a stranger has ever asked you to do? 1-800-330-9999. What's the strangest thing a stranger has ever asked you to do? 1-800-330-9999. A mom had her baby in a stroller and asked me to watch her baby while she ran into the bathroom. We were at this water park. And at the time, it really didn't seem awkward until she was actually in there. And I realized I was watching a sleeping baby and I did not know who that baby was. And then it felt a little bit weird, you know?
Somebody comes up and goes, "Whose baby is this? What's this baby's name?" No answers.
No clue.
No answers
clue.
Whatsoever.
I could name that baby anything I wanted.
It's awkward.
Oliver, what was the strangest thing a stranger asked you to do?
Okay, what comes to mind is actually something that happened just this summer. I was at an ice cream place with my wife, and this dad and his kid were like, they had their ice cream. The dad asked us to hold the ice cream while he took the kid into the bathroom, which is not so weird. You know, it's kind of weird. You know, you're holding somebody's food, essentially. But what was weird is, like, they went in there, and the kid must have made a mess or something, because they were in there for so long.
Oh.
That we're standing there with our ice cream and their ice cream. It starts melting. My wife's holding it, and it's just dripping down her hand. I start licking it. I don't want it to drip all over me. I'm literally going, like, do I just throw these things away?
Yes.
And then, you know, yeah. I mean, then they come out, and it was, you know, it was ridiculous. And then the dad's all offended that I've been licking the kids. He was
It's weird that you're licking another person's ice cream cone. Like, you have to either go get a cup from the place that you're at and put the ice cream upside down in the cup, but you can't just eat somebody's ice cream.
I mean, once you start licking it, it belongs to you. But I do share your aggravation with somebody asks you to hold something and then they walk away and it becomes like a long thing.
Yes.
Like, forget that. Like, if you ask me to hold something, I'm going to give you 10 to 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, time's up.
Yep.
Don't ask a stranger to hold something longer than 15 seconds, right?
Right.
Unless it benefits both of us. Unless it's something that, you know, basically is going to save the planet. Hold your ice cream? Nope, not happening.
Gary, what's the strangest thing a stranger has ever asked you to do?
Well, let's see. I was in Walmart, and two ladies asked me to help them choose a juicer. And I was like, well, you know, realize I don't work here. And they're like, we don't care. So I was like, well, okay. So I instantly became an expert on juicers. And I said, you know, this is the name brand, and you're paying for the nameplate on this. Now, this one has a slightly smaller impeller and filter screen, see here. But but you're going to save $50, and it's probably worth it. And they were like, well, thank you so much. And I was like, wow, I should probably apply for a job here.
And then you walked away, and they bought whichever one was their impulse anyways, right?
I always think it's funny when you're in public. I know that women do this a lot in clothing stores, where if you're trying on stuff, they'll be like, oh, that looks great on you. But like, what do you think this looks like? Do you think this is my color? And I always feel uncomfortable when a woman asks me, like, do you like this? Because, like, I can't say no.
Right. You have to say yes.
Yes, because at that point, if you have already asked me in your mind you like it,
right,
like, what am I going to say? No, it looks terrible on you? Of
Here's the
not.
Thing about juicers. They all leak.
Oh.
Doesn't matter which juicer you got, the good one, the bad one, bro. 10 uses in, that juicer is leaking. So you know what? You're going to be the guy that they blame. Just like the person who buys the outfit that Anna told them was so gorgeous. They're going to blame you both. Just walk by like you heard nothing.
Just keep my eyes closed.
That's it.
It's the strangest thing a stranger asks you to do. 1-800-330-9999. What is the strangest thing a stranger has ever asked you to do? 1-800-330-9999. I watched a stranger's baby this weekend while mom went to the bathroom.
Mm.
It was weird, but then it was also like, all right, well, yeah, we're just people helping out other people. That's not so weird, right?
Well, that's the great thing to say once it works out. But if it doesn't, well, that's different.
Jack, what's the strangest thing a stranger asked you to do?
I was on a ferry, and I sparked up a conversation with this, like, middle-aged couple. I guess thought I was good-looking, and they asked, and the husband asked me to sleep with his wife.
Oh.
Oh. Oh,
wow.
No. Oh, no.
Nice.
No, what do you mean nice? How terrible and awkward. And yeah. You're on a ferry.
I was speechless. I was like, nah, I'm okay. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yes.
But good luck with that in the future, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you said no. That was the right decision. I'm really proud of you.
Mike, strangest thing a stranger asked you to do, what was it?
And was it on a ferry?
All right. So weird thing was I was in my late 20s, and I'm at the gas station pumping gas. This girl comes up to me, looked like she could be 21. She was like, hey, could you run in? Could you get me beer? I can't get it. That little voice to the back of my head was like, do not do it.
Right.
Don't do it. Nothing good's going to come out of it. So I'm like, you know what? No, I'm not taking that chance. A couple weeks later, I'm reading in the paper that my town where this happened, they were doing an undercover sting with police. They had a 16-year-old going around asking to buy alcohol.
Yeah.
And they were cracking down on selling to minors. And I'm like, thank God I said no.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it seems like a couple things were out of whack here. I don't think you could send a 16-year-old into the fray to be like, oh, yeah, undercover. This ain't 21 Jump Street. But
you don't think so?
No.
No?
Imagine if you're the 16-year-old's parent. No.
What if the police pay you to do it? Like, it's a job.
No.
It's like working at Baskin Robbins.
No, it's definitely not. No, it is not.
They do that. They will have.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe get the 22-year-old that looks like the 16-year-old. I think that's what you're supposed to do. I mean.
Well, Mike, I'm also proud of you for not doing it.
Good job, Mike.
Well done.
Thank you.
Hi, Gladys. What's the strangest thing a stranger asked you to do?
At the casino, I was with my mom, who at that time was 83 or something like that. And somebody asked, if my mom could just stay in the line and cash their $15,000 that they won on the casino.
Yeah.
And but the thing is that they were going to give my mom $500. And yeah. She said, I want to keep playing. Let's make the line. So
wait a minute. So she did do it?
Oh, yes.
I and mean, she got the $500 yes, just for standing in line?
Yeah, but right then you there. Had 15 grand yes, added to your
income. He made
income.
The line.
Like, that was a terrible choice.
Doreen, what's the strangest thing a stranger has ever asked you to do?
I was in the grocery store, and they asked me to scratch their back.
Oh, that's gross.
Ew.
That's gross.
Oh, no.
Listen, if it hadn't been for the fact that she was the cutest little old lady, I never would have done it. I would have run, but... She was adorable, and she was humped over, and she was in her complete winter attire and probably couldn't reach the spot anyway.
I mean, I can't reach my spot. You kidding me?
I didn't mind, and she gave me a great big hug after I did it for her. So I felt like
I did
my good deed for the day.
Now you're
the
senior citizen scratcher as far as the grocery store is concerned. People saw you do that, and now they're like, oh, that lady will scratch anybody.
Just ask her. I would ever scratch a stranger's back.
No.
No.
I don't think so. Same here. Yeah. I mean, I barely asked my wife to scratch my back. It feels so good.